Saturday, August 20th, 2008, did Eutelsat sell its soul to China? On Monday, Reporters Without Borders, RSF, provided evidence supporting speculation that French satellite broadcaster Eutelsat had blocked transmission of some TV channels in China in response to pressure from Beijing. If the allegations against Eutelsat are confirmed, it would mean that the company was complicit in helping China maintain a tight lock on the flow of undesirable information into the country. This would offer yet another example of the active role companies can play in suppressing human rights, something that has been documented time and again yet remains largely ignored by lawmakers worldwide. 2 months ago, Eutelsat scrapped Asian transmission of New Tang Dynasty TV, NTD TV, and The Sound of Hope and other radio stations, citing technical problems. It was not the first time that NTD TV, which regularly covers human rights violations and the persecutions of Falun Gong practitioners in its news programs, had run into difficulties with its transmission to Asia. In 2005, 45 Taiwanese legislators joined lawmakers in Canada, the US, and Europe in urging Eutelsat to continue to transmit NTD TV after it declined to renew its contract. There was widespread concern that Eutelsat's decision was a response to pressure from Beijing. NTD TV claimed Eutelsat was negotiating the rights to broadcast the Beijing Olympics at the time. NTD TV says its broadcasts are the only uncensored channel accessible in China, making them key to promoting freedom of speech. It also renders the timing of Eutelsat's technical malfunction ahead of the Olympics suspect. RSF has collected information from Eutelsat staff indicating that the company was pressured by Beijing and that it has since transmitted other channels on a transponder that Eutelsat had claimed was not functioning. This would mean that Eutelsat has violated its contract with NTD TV at China's behest. This latest information should ratchet up concerns in the EU about the actions of European companies in non-democratic markets and hopefully inspire renewed talks on the role of governments in preventing corporate abuse of human rights. Eutelsat could hardly be the first company to play by Beijing's rules. Yahoo, Cisco Systems, Google, Microsoft, Nortel Networks, and Sun Microsystems are some of the companies whose decisions in China have drawn sharp criticism. Calls in some countries and at the UN to address corporate complicity in human rights abuses have, however, made little headway. UN norms for business, a UN corporate responsibility initiative, has stalled, as has the Global Online Freedom Act proposed in the US Congress, which was drawn up in response to the situation in China following news of Yahoo's role in helping police their crackdown dissidents. The French government should follow the lead of the US Congress, which held hearings to probe the actions of Yahoo and other US companies in China. By looking into the evidence collected by RSF, Paris would recognize the gravity of the allegations and send a message that corporate misdeeds will not go unnoticed. Some Western companies have argued that requiring them to uphold freedom of speech in China would handicap them in that market, giving rivals the upper hand and hurting their own growth prospects. There is every reason to believe that this is the case. But for governments that argue that human rights are universal, turning a blind eye to corporate infringement on these values is not an option.